This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of this live Saturday edition. As always, the toll-free numbers are open for you at 855-450-FREE. And I should also mention, we have Skype. You can Skype in at lrn.fm. That's our username there. That's lrn.fm. Do send a contact request. You'll be accepted. And it'll be easy for you to connect from that point on. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
Again, that toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go in a different direction here, Mark. You have a story that we teased, I think it was Thursday night, the last time you were here, because you take Fridays off. But we teased the demons story. And what is going on?
Well, it's a pretty odd story. A 43-year-old Mexican father of two claims to be possessed by demons in whom Pope Francis prayed over earlier this month, and what some witnesses likened to a public exorcism, insists he still has demons inside of him. The guy, only identified as Angel V, he told Spanish-language newspaper El Mundo that he had undergone some 30 exorcisms by 10 exorcists, including the renowned Roman exorcist Reverend Gabriel Amorth, who all tried unsuccessfully to free him from his affliction. The interview is reported in Italian daily La Stampa. "And I still have the demons inside me. They have not gone away," the man said, noting that he felt much better after the Pope prayed over him. El Mundo reported the man is able to walk. He was in a wheelchair when he met Pope Francis on May 19th, the conclusion of Mass on
So he did get rid of the anti-walking demons, apparently.
So he was in a wheelchair, and now he's not. And the Vatican claims that this wasn't, in fact, an exorcism. They did not perform any exorcism. Hmm. They simply prayed for a suffering person who had been brought before him. So, you know, there's a little bit of sort of...
So is that the official line? They don't do exorcisms?
Well, the Pope's busy. He's got people for exorcisms. But I think that...
So they do officially do exorcisms?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Catholic... You know, church folks will do exorcisms,
gotcha,
as I understand it. You know, I'm no expert in this particular area. If the Catholic Church has stopped doing exorcisms, you can call in and tell us. But there certainly you can find somebody. Now, Angel V said that he was, I guess the demons entered him in 1999 when he was on a bus in Mexico. Hmm. He felt an energy had entered the bus, and he didn't see it with his eyes, but he perceived it. I noted that it came close to me and then stopped in front of me. Then suddenly I noted that something like a stake pierced my chest, and little by little I had the sensation that it was opening my ribs.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah, like it's a terrible thing. So I guess the question I have at this point, here you have the guy most qualified to cast out demons on the planet.
Why? Why is he the most qualified? Why is he any more qualified than, say, some Indian shaman?
Why is anybody more qualified? I mean, you know, he has the cred, right? He's the head
of
the largest religious organization out there. Most churches or mosques and temples and these kind of things have their own membership, mm-hmm. whereas the Catholic Church has a hierarchy, and he's at the top of it. So he's the head of the largest religious organization in the world, as I understand it.
Right.
So therefore, one could extrapolate he's the most qualified to cast out demons.
I can see that.
So here he is, the most qualified person to cast out demons, failed to cast out this guy's demons. He's had 30 exorcisms. And
well, they're saying he didn't try.
Whatever. And the question I really have is, should we be spending the time and energy of these religious people on this poor mentally ill man? And have we moved as a society, as a planet, as a global community beyond the idea of demons? Like, demons might have served a society that is, you know, less advanced than our own.
Well, right. Didn't they in the past believe that demons were what caused sickness, for instance?
Absolutely. Well, this guy, in fact, does believe that his sickness, whatever that might be, he was in a wheelchair,
yeah,
was caused by demons. So, I just... Demons are one of the things about... Now, I know the most about Christianity as opposed to the other religions, so pardon me if I'm not able to speak in an educated fashion on other religions. But I know that many of them have these demon things running around in their religions, too. But I think that this is one of the most damaging aspects of Christianity. You can...
The belief in demons?
Absolutely. It's a short step. If you believe that God is this force of good in the world, then it's not a far step to believe, well, then there must be. There's clearly evil. There must be a force of evil.
Mm-hmm.
And then all you're saying with angels and demons is that this force of good and this force of evil have helpers. Right?
Yeah, and they're all imaginary, and you can't see them.
You can't quantify them. You cannot, you can't test them. And I think that this is really the worst part, is because this guy's running around doing the wrong thing. How much time and energy has been spent on getting this guy exercised when what he needs is a good round of some kind of medication? I mean, I'm sorry. I don't know. Maybe the medication won't do anything either. But clearly the 30 exorcisms haven't either.
You know, I wonder, like, what does it mean when he says the demons are still inside of him? What is it like for somebody who believes that they are experiencing this?
Well, there's all kinds of mentally ill people that believe that, for instance, the government is watching, recording their every move through their teeth or something.
You know, I pulled up, where did you get your story from, Mark? Because I've got Christian Post here.
I've got mine from Newsmax.com.
He says that... So you explained when the demons allegedly entered his body, like tearing his ribs open, mm-hmm. basically, is what he said he felt like a heart attack, he explained. He goes on to say that his quality of life began deteriorating after that, saying, I could not sleep, and when I managed to sleep, I had terrible nightmares connected with the evil one. He said he started falling into trances during which he blasphemed and spoke in unknown languages.
So he's got Tourette's.
He says that medical doctors and priests have failed to help him. He now lives in fear and feels very dirty at the thought that there was an evildoer within me, explaining that some of his siblings thought he was mentally unstable.
Hmm.
This possession has also caused
put me down
him
in that category.
To lose ownership of a public publicity company and forced the sale of real estate. He said that during one of his sufferings, he dreamt about Pope Francis. When he woke up and turned on the TV, he saw the Pope celebrating Mass, and it sparked the idea that he should go to Rome. Chief Vatican exorcist Amorth argues that Angel is undoubtedly possessed, but his possession comes with a message from God on Mexico's abortion laws. Quote,
right. This is the problem with the whole demon thing. Anybody can make it mean anything. And what do you think this whole the witch hunt in Salem, Massachusetts, was about? All I have to do in order to get my way in this world, if you believe in demons, is to claim, well, demons did it. And it's a powerful...
It wasn't me. It was the demons.
Right, whatever.
The demon defense.
Well, how do you get the demons out of this guy? If he's really got demons, we have a man with demons running around in him. What are we going to do about that? As a planet, as a culture, we can't have this. This man must either be exorcised or he must be killed.
Well, he's never killed anybody.
I don't care. He's got demons in him. He could do anything. He could bring down destruction greater than a nuclear. I mean, he's a walking time bomb. I mean, so, this is the kind of nonsense that goes around with demons.
I think this is very interesting that this exorcist at the Vatican, Mr. Amorth, is basically turning this guy into a political message. He's saying not only is he possessed, but the devil who lives in him finds himself obligated by God to transmit a message. So this exorcist for the Vatican is saying that there's a demon in this guy, and the demon's there because he wants to tell us something, because the demon, even though it's supposedly evil, can somehow be obligated by God to relay a message. And then he goes on to say that Angel is a good man. He has been chosen by the Lord to give a message to the Mexican clergy and to tell the bishops that they have to do an act of reparation for the law on abortion that was approved in Mexico City in 2007, which was an insult to the Virgin. Until they do this, Angel will not be liberated.
So he's being, God is holding this man hostage because the Mexican government has legalized abortion. Now tell me how
this
is
right.
Tell me how this is a fair and just God. Now I don't believe for a second that God is doing this.
I've never heard anything like this before.
It's nonsense, absolute blabbling nonsense. And
I mean, this guy shows up in this poor guy shows up at the Vatican expecting that they're going to help him out, and their chief exorcist is like, "Yeah, sorry, until there's a law passed in Mexico, God's telling us you're just going to be possessed, buddy." That's a step break, isn't it? 855-453, your thoughts on demons or whatever. It's Free Talk Live.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats. How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you are a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck, because Amberen is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40 with no big changes in lifestyle. Amberen restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so you can finally lose the weight. And all of the other menopause symptoms simply go away. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-893-9155. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-893-9155. That's 1-800-893-9155.
June Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 25th, 2013. Gold open this morning at 1287.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.21.31, $6.60.65 for a half ounce, or $3.30.33 for a quarter ounce. That's $13.21.31, $6.60.65, and $3.30.33.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. FreezeDryGuy.com is having a 25% off sale on Mountain House cans, the world's finest freeze-dried food. With a 30-year shelf life, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. And today, it's 25% off only at FreezeDryGuy.com. Since 1970, FreezeDryGuy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. Go to FreezeDryGuy.com today for 25% off food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Today is what counts. Tomorrow may be too late.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control here. Toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Also, you may join us via Skype. The Skype username for you to connect to is lrn.fm, and you can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. You may tune into the show in a variety of ways. We've got over 115 stations coast-to-coast on AM and FM that carry the show at various times throughout the week. We have XM Satellite Radio, where we're heard 7 nights per week. Also, another satellite option is our free-to-air channel available to you across North and Central America thanks to Bitcoin. We've also got live streams, broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com and get tuned into those. They're 24/7, so the latest episode of Free Talk Live is always airing there. Well, listen.freetalklive.com, plus our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and get tuned in that way, too. Listen.freetalklive.com to learn more.
There's a great free webcomic out there that it's on 5 days a week. One of the tough things, if you read webcomics, you know what I mean, is that most of them don't update very quickly. Well, that's not true with Quantum Vibe. They have a new Quantum Vibe available for you Monday through Friday. And that's great if you read webcomics, because it's nice to have new content on a regular basis. And Quantum Vibe has put out its first hard copy. It's called Quantum Vibe Volume 1, Nicole. It's available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BigHeadPress.com. So if you like the idea of a free online webcomic about scientific future, or science fiction future, 500 years into the future, a young woman sort of dealing with different problems of space and pirates and human treachery, that kind of thing, it's QuantumVibe.com. If you want to support Scott Deeser because you've listened to, read the comic, buy his book. Go to quantumvibe.com and take it through the link and buy the book. It's only $15. By the way, Scott will be at the upcoming Freedom Fest with me and in Las Vegas. When you see him in the exhibit hall, go stop by, say hello, tell him you heard about it on Free Talk Live. It's quantumvibe.com.
I'd rather our listeners go through the Amazon link personally, unless Scott has an issue with that.
No, I don't think he does.
Because you can actually save about $3 if you go to shop.freetalklive.com, click into the Amazon links there. There's Amazon Canada, UK, and US. At least on the US side, I haven't checked the Canadian and UK prices, but at least on the US side, I think it's like $11, and that qualifies for free Super Saver shipping. So if you get, throw something else in there, like another great Big Head Press book. They sell, I think, all of them there. Lemuse, I look for Lemuse, which is my favorite Big Head Press graphic novel, and that was there for $16. So you could get a copy of Quantum Vibe and then add another one in there and get free shipping and two great graphic novels. And when you go through shop.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price, so everybody wins. Amazon gets a little something, Scott Deeser and the crew over at Big Head Press get a little something, and Free Talk Live does too. And you get a great product. So let's go to the phones and the fun here. Bilal is on the line listening in South Carolina.
Oh, boy.
You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind, Bilal?
I'm Muslim, and I just wanted to give you the Islamic perspective about demons.
Okay, sure.
Okay, we as Muslims believe in demons, but we call them by jinn. That's the name for it. Yeah, we call them jinn. And as far as jinns possessing people, that really does happen. So be careful. That really does happen.
I'm not going to be careful. Right now,
what can you do?
I'm going to come right on radio right now and say, God, go ahead and teach a lesson by putting a demon in me. Just teach the world a lesson by putting demons in me, because I would love to see this. I think it's bull crap.
Right.
Well, how could you even be careful? Like, what? When you say be careful, I mean, what does that mean? How would, if a demon were to want to possess you, if there was such a thing as a demon and it wanted to possess you, what could you do about it?
Okay, let me help you out, but you got to let me talk.
Yeah, please.
For one, it's not God that's telling the demon to possess you. It's the demon itself. You got to understand, just as we have free will and we can do whatever we want to do, those demons have free will and they can do whatever they want to do.
Well, that's a different view than what the Catholic Church says. Catholic Church.
That's why I say Muslim point of view, and not Catholic Church. Okay.
Right. I mean, everybody's got their opinion. I'm just pointing out that not everybody agrees on this point. But what do you do about it? I mean, you're saying be careful. What do you have to, like, bless yourself every day to make sure the demons don't come in? Like, what are you going to do to stop a demon?
Well, just as a robber, okay? You don't go out 3 o'clock in the morning to a gambling spot downtown. You know what I'm saying? You don't put yourself in that position where you can be vulnerable to be taken advantage of, okay?
Well, this guy says he was sitting on a bus when the demon took him over.
Well, just like a robber can rob you at Walmart.
So don't leave the house, and then you'll be all right. What are you getting at here?
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. That it doesn't matter what you do, there are some things that's just out there. Just like
now, how are you so sure about it? I mean, have you experienced possession or what was alleged to be possession?
No, I haven't experienced possession myself, and I hope that I never have to deal with that. But I don't just speak about things just from my emotions. I actually read and actually try to get knowledge on things before I speak about it.
Well, certainly you can get opinions about demons, but you can't possibly get knowledge about them because there's no way to prove that they exist. Would it be your allegation that everyone who's crazy is actually possessed? Or can you have crazy people and people who are possessed?
And how do you tell the difference?
Yeah.
Well, for one, like some people say, when there's a djinn around, your hair stand up.
Okay.
Have you ever put something down in a room and then go back to pick up that thing, and you can't find it for nothing? You look
sure.
all over for it, and you cannot find it,
yep.
and then you give up, and then you go back, and exactly where you thought you had it, it's right there.
Those kind of things have happened to me, certainly.
Sometimes it's not you. Sometimes that's a djinn. Djinn like to play.
Don't they have better things to do?
That
mess with my car keys?
Just like people. Some people don't have anything else better to do but to play tricks mm-hmm. on people. You got
I
to
see.
Understand, this is something real. Some things you just can't explain.
Bilal, what about crazy people? Is there such thing as mental illness?
Yes, there are some
okay.
people. The Islamic word for it is called Majnoon. Some people are crazy. And those people, I wouldn't mess with those people either.
I don't recommend messing with crazy people.
Yeah.
However, you know, whatever I've got to say about djinn, I do not mess with crazy people. So but my question is that there's some crazy people that are possessed and some crazy people who are just crazy, right?
Right, right.
And how do you tell the difference?
Well, like I said, me, I'm not a person that goes around and try to hunt for these things. Nor do I even know any crazy people myself. But all I'm saying is, like, you know how some people play with the Ouija boards and some
uh-huh.
people deal with all kind of spirits just to hunt or just to be curious about things
sure.
or going into a haunted house and stuff like that? Me, I stay clear of those.
You're saying that's kind of tempting the demons.
Yes.
We had a haunted house
yes.
at my fire station. Do you think?
Yes.
Wait a second. We had a haunted house at my fire station. Does that mean that it was haunted just at that time? Did it have djinns in it just at that time?
Bilal, I appreciate you calling in tonight and sharing your perspective on these matters. I really do. Thank you for making the call. At 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Beware of the demons.
And the djinns.
Although there's nothing you can do if they want to possess you, right? So what are you going to hang and stop a demon?
They're not real.
Right. If they were real, how would you really stop the demons? 855-450-FREE, you take control. Free Talk Live.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number tonight for you, 855-450-FREE. Of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. You don't have to talk about demons. We're talking about the, it's not really an issue of demons, but people
I think demons are a huge issue, because here we are in the 21st century, and people are wandering around talking about demons.
It's an old idea.
It's an old, terrible idea that it is completely unquantifiable, and it's useless. It doesn't, you can't solve the problem for demons.
Well, apparently the Catholic Church could solve the problem for this guy. What started the discussion was a story about a man who believes he was possessed in the late 90s. He has carried these demons allegedly to this day. He's tried to have multiple exorcisms. Finally got it in his head. He's got to go to the top. And he went to the Vatican where he met with Vatican types. He met with their top exorcist, who told him that the demon inside him is actually there to give a message to the people of Mexico, because that's where the guy's from. The message to the people of Mexico, basically saying, you got to change this law about abortion, which was approved in 2007. He says it was an insult to the Virgin. And so therefore, according to Amorth, who is the chief exorcist at the Vatican, this man basically is going to be stuck with these demons until the Mexican government changes its law on abortion. So too
Which
bad, buddy.
More patent nonsense, because a fair and just God would certainly not afflict some... What was he? He's just some businessman.
Yeah, just a guy on
a bus. Some dude on a bus with demons. For
trying to send a message to the legislature.
An abortion law that hadn't yet been passed. Who? What?
Yeah,
what?
10 years before
God,
the law.
I mean, the abject stupidity that wraps around that statement is just too much for me to handle.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. We're going to go to your calls here in next at 855-450-FREE.
I can't find the solution for demons, but I did manage to find a solution for weight gain for myself. Axia 30. It is a weight loss product that I started taking. I honestly had no expectation.
You didn't sign an agreement with the devil.
I didn't. No, I have not. Believe me, if I was to sign an agreement with the devil, I'd be doing better as far as weight loss than this. I've lost about 6 pounds in 8 weeks. That's okay. A very healthy
yeah,
way
to do. Yeah, that's not dangerous.
Especially if you have done nothing to change your life. I've changed my life in no way, shape, or form and managed to lose 6 pounds in 8 weeks, and I'm very pleased.
So there's no blood oath or contract involved?
No, nothing. No.
Money back guarantee.
I wouldn't even know how to get a hold of the devil in order to strike a contract with the guy.
He gets in touch with you. Trust me.
Trust me. This telephone number will not bring you to the devil because the devil doesn't offer money back guarantees.
Right. Of course not.
Chamonix, which offers all natural ingredients in their products, they do offer a 3-month money back guarantee. So if the product doesn't work for you, if you have extra weight and this product doesn't work for you, you just have to return it and you get your money back. The number's 800-543-6613. Again, 800-543-6613. If you call now, you get a free month of Axia 30, free with your order. 800-543-6613.
Let's go to the phones to the fun. Brandon, listening in Detroit, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Okay, Brandon. So in Islam, the word jinn is demon.
No, actually, I'm glad you brought that up because, and I meant to ask our last caller on this. I did check it out because I've read the Quran and I didn't recall that being the definition of jinn, J-I-N-N. A jinn can actually be both good or evil or neutral. So, yes, jinn can be good, but they can also be evil, etc. If you believe in that sort of thing.
Well, I mean, just somebody said it on Wikipedia, right?
Well, I believe that's there's a citation there for it, and that's what I thought the case was. That's why I checked it
out. The Bible has nothing for neutral angels.
Well, these aren't angels. They're a separate category entirely. So there's humans, there's angels, and there's jinn.
Well, an angel is a demon is a fallen angel. It's the same being. Mm-hmm. It's just a Dungeons and Dragons alignment that matters.
Well, that's a different definition of what a demon is, Mark. In this case, the jinn is not necessarily a fallen angel. A jinn is a completely separate category of entity.
Of nonsense.
Anyway, go ahead, Brandon.
Well, yeah, jinn is also an alcohol, and we call alcohol spirits.
Okay.
That's brilliant.
Anything else? Angels and demons, that's sort of a Christian terminology, but spirits, I mean, every religion believes in spirits of some sort.
Ghosts are a common belief, yeah.
What was that? We believe in the paranormal? Was that what you asked?
Yeah, like ghosts or anything like that.
What do you think,
that?
Mark?
I haven't heard of ghosts possessing people. I've heard of them.
He's just asking, do you believe in
thump
ghosts?
And bump around. I'm not going to tell somebody who has experienced whatever that paranormal thing is that they they're, you know, what they're, I don't believe in it. That's okay. The bottom line.
But some people have had some really, like, amazing experiences.
You know,
right?
I'd much rather hear a ghost story than a demon story, and it's the word that bugs me.
Brandon, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-453. We go to WNIS in Virginia, Newport, where Dan is there. Hey, Dan.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure,
and
go ahead.
The first question I'd like to ask, I'd like to defend the Catholic Church a little bit, but only as a lay person.
Hmm.
And the first question I'd like to ask you is, did you pull that story from the Vatican's website? Because they, like so many politicians, so often say we are so often misquoted, and what was quoted in the news is not what we intended at all. So
well, good point. I did pull the story from Christian Post, global.christianpost.com.
You have to pull an actual statement from Vatican, which I have not done, but they'll have something on it. And then my second point on it is that at least in this region, if there's going to be an exorcism by the Catholic Church, it's important to note that call has to come in from a state-sponsored psychiatric hospital. It has to be, there has to be a team of psychiatrists, a team of medical doctors who all agree that they've tried everything else, and that it is actual demon possession. At that point, they call the diocese, and then they send in a priest. Now, a priest may not always have luck with it because it's a job that's assigned to a priest, but a priest may not necessarily be an exorcist. So that's a lot of the story that I think you're missing.
Well, I would imagine that it's pretty rare for an exorcism to occur because if
it's
I was a doctor,
not as rare as you think.
If I was a doctor, I would never put my signature on that crap.
Well, you are not a doctor. That's the point. Right. But you
doctor would do that?
Well, the ones in Virginia
they don't have their heads examined
on occasion. Well, they probably. I'm just telling you. That's what it is, and there, it has to be state certified before a priest is ever called in. And as far as this story, I would say that probably check the Vatican
state
website.
State certified as demon possession? Hold on, what? Did I miss something?
Absolutely.
The state actually has some sort of process to make the statement that an individual is possessed?
The state will have a process in which they come to that determination, and they will call the Catholic Church. That is correct.
Ridiculous.
This is the problem with the representative government here. They're not representing me if they're labeling anybody as demon-possessed.
Hey, thanks for the call and the info, Dan. Appreciate it. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I mean, if that's true, what Dan's saying, and obviously we have to take people's word for it, but if it's true what he's saying, it really just shows how absolutely ludicrous the state is. I mean, really? You have an official method of certifying someone as demon? Well, we can't figure out anything else. Come on, he's demons. We can go ahead and do that exorcism now.
Well,
that's
I'm willing to go on record right now as saying the concept of the state is far more damaging than the concept of demons.
Mm.
During the 20th century, the most deadly idea was the idea of the state. The state killed more people in the 20th century
than
heart disease did.
Yeah.
So, you know, no doubt there. But I still think it's, the concept of demons, ridiculous.
Chuck's on the line in Portland, Maine, listening to WGAN. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, when are people going to realize that religion is all about getting inside your head and then your wallet?
Right. Okay? That's the root to your wallet.
Yeah, it's nothing but socially accepted organized crime. Even today, a guy from the Vatican got caught laundering money from Switzerland to Italy. Like,
stand by, Chuck. If you've got more, we can come back with more of you here in a moment. So hang on. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
America, it's time to wake up to more value. Join America's Best Value Inn's Free Value Club. Not only will you get 15% off your next stay, a room upgrade and late checkout when available, but you'll get access to hundreds of discounts for theme parks, movies, shopping, dining, and more. Register online at americasbestvalueinn.com. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, it's time to wake up to more value. Only at America's Best Value Inn.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Ali-Ban has allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to ali-c.com, spelled ali-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Ali-C and Ali-Ban from Affinity Health Products at ali-c.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Line. You can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. The We Tonight includes me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And we've got also Skype for you. If you've got that, you can connect with us at lrn.fm. That's a username you want to send a contact request to. It will be accepted, and you'll be easily able to connect to us that way. Once again, that's lrn.fm on Skype. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. You got to get together with people who think like you. In fact, the Free State Project is now over 70% of the way to reaching its goal of 20,000 people, individuals just like you who actually love liberty and who are willing to do something about it. Specifically, move here to New Hampshire like we did. Mark, you and I moved back in 2006. We're early movers. In fact, if you were to move this year, you'd be an early mover too, because it's probably going to take another year or two to actually get to that 20,000 goal. And then there, once the 20,000 is reached, there'll be a 5-year window in which the move is supposed to happen. So a lot of us have gotten here early and have already had a major impact on how things are going here in New Hampshire, and in a very positive manner. We've had liberty-oriented people actually get elected, which, of course, the Libertarian Party has been trying to accomplish nationwide for decades. We managed to accomplish dozens of people getting elected within a matter of a handful of years here in New Hampshire. And things just keep getting better as more activists arrive. They get active. They connect with the community. That, you know, more becomes possible. The more people you have in one geographic area who care about liberty, the better things get. It's true. Go see it for yourself. Learn more at freestateproject.org. It's working, and it'll only be better with your help. freestateproject.org. We've been talking about demons, and some people really believe in this stuff. Others think it's a pretty silly idea or dangerous idea. And there's one man who claims he's been possessed since the late 1990s. He went to the Vatican to attempt to rid himself of these supposed demons. And they told him that, sorry, pal, we're just not going to be able to exorcise you because God has sent this demon here on purpose for the purpose of possessing you 10 years before the law passed in 2007 in Mexico that had some sort of change to the abortion laws there. That they want to have that repealed. So, therefore, until that law is repealed, he's going to be remaining possessed.
The news reports that this was said by one particular Vatican priest.
Their chief Vatican exorcist, allegedly named Amorth.
Just want to make that clear. The Vatican does, well, we can't find it on the Vatican website, but then again, it's mostly in Italian, and we don't read that.
Well, the last guy who called in said that we shouldn't take the news company's word for this, that we need to hear it directly from the Vatican to know that it's true, but I don't understand why that would be. Why would we need to know for sure whether or not the Vatican backs this up? I mean,
right.
They've got video of the guy.
The NSA isn't spying on you. They say they're not.
I mean, they've got video of the guy here on this link, which we, by the way, posted on our Twitter and Facebook and Google Plus, so you can see it for yourself. He's there. He's sitting right there in that wheelchair, and there's a man who looks like the Pope with his hand on his head. I mean, it appears, you know, by all indications that he's having some sort of session there. So he was there, and people, you know, have interviewed him, and I'm going to believe the story.
That's
here.
His report.
Yeah. So let's continue with your calls. Chuck is back with us, listening to WGAN in Portland, Maine. Go ahead, Chuck. Share your thoughts.
Yeah. I just wanted to add one other thing to what I had said previously, and people don't realize, for instance, the Vatican is involved in so much more than religion. They're involved in world financial markets, and there's a lot of corruption. And what people don't realize, people like Muhammad and Jesus were nothing but early time Jim Baker types, okay? And governments soon figured out that religion was an easy way to control the masses. And it's never ended. Even today, you could say these incursions into Iraq and Iran are nothing but modern-day Christian crusades.
And, Chuck, thanks for your call and your thoughts tonight, sir. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go, ladies, first to Ann, listening in Lynchburg to WLNI. Hey, Ann.
Hi. Are you the one who says demons? I heard you refer to them as, what was that term you used, like make-believe or something close to that?
I'll go on the record as nonsense.
Yeah. May I ask you how old you are?
What? Oh, what? 5,000 years old.
I mean, really?
Obviously you'll believe it.
How long have you been in this world?
I've been on the planet 42 years, I think. I think that's about right.
Yeah.
It changes every year.
Yeah, because you're going to get a wild awakening. Cause
why is that?
Demons are around you as you speak, and they're laughing at you. You don't understand.
I'm laughing at them.
I'm laughing at him, too.
demons, you're powerless against me.
Okay, but listen. They have more control than you do.
Why would you? I mean, what evidence do you have for that?
You're in the flesh.
Uh-huh.
They are far more stronger than you can imagine.
What kind of rude awakening is he in for? I mean, he's been around 42 years. I mean, are you suggesting he's going to be possessed?
Let me ask you this. Do you understand what a tornado really is?
Is it a demon?
Wind, cyclone.
Do you really understand what's in a tornado?
I guess you're going to have to tell me.
Can you see?
I've never seen a tornado. I have seen a water spout, and it was dark. You know, like it was a dark sort of triangle in the sky.
This. When a wind comes and lifts you off the ground, do you see anyone lifting you?
I've never seen anyone lifting.
You get the feel you're being lifted, right? They call it the wind. That's man's terminology. That's a spirit.
You're saying it's demons?
Demons.
Is all the wind demons? Like all the wind you feel?
No.
Oh, you learn something new every night here.
That you don't understand. That's
right. Powers and principalities and rulers in heavenly places. I've heard all that.
Are you saying, just to clarify, are you saying wind is actually not a point of fact wind, but actually evil?
I'm saying to you, it can be used against you.
It meaning the wind? Yeah, it can, especially if you're on a boat.
That's power. I'm showing you something that you're not.
I just want to go back now. I want to clarify something you said earlier about Mark. You said he's going to be in for a rude awakening. Is that right?
Because you're still young. See, you're speaking
still young.
As though you've had a lot of experience.
How old are you, Ann?
Know. Right.
I'm retired now, but when I was your age, I came into the awakening, and I hear a lot of people like me, and I hear talk shows. This is real.
Changed for you? What was your awakening?
I'm a Christian. I can rebuke them in the name of Jesus Christ.
You can stop the demons, is what you're saying from possessing
them?
Are Catholics incapable of doing that? Because this guy was just sitting on the bus. He says the demons came in and went in his chest.
Let me put it to you this way. when the Lord walked this earth, he says, you must be born again. He didn't say, I'm a Catholic, I'm a Baptist.
No.
You better know who you are. And I'll tell you one thing, and you go on. I'm not going to hold you. A woman can take you and put a root on you, and you won't know who you are. So you'll
a
be
root?
Born to her. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jamaican
I've seen women,
stuff.
I have seen women put a tie on. I can tell you.
You're talking about like a hex?
Oh, yeah. And that's
like evil. double toil and trouble?
Yeah, that's spiritual. That's spiritual.
I'd like to know what the heck my wife does because she takes all the money in the marriage. I haven't had money in years.
Well, maybe you better check that. But I'm just saying to you, you are not going anywhere with your belief. You're going to get down the road one day, and you're going to find out that they've been laughing at you. They're laughing at you as you speak. They want you to be the way you are. You're going to be taken off guard. I wouldn't laugh if I were you because it's going to come back and haunt you.
I'm not scared. I want anything. Look, I would love for demons to do something to me in the next 7 days. That way we can actually, you know, we can attribute it to demons. Because this
well,
is the problem with demons is they're not attributable.
Sure. If you care to play with your life and go into eternal damnation, then go ahead.
I go into a pen with hungry pigs every day. If those demons want to take me down, they can do it.
You know what? You never answer my question, though, Anne.
What question?
You said that the Christians can stop the demons like you. You say you can stop the demons from coming in the first place. But what about Catholics? Are you saying Catholics cannot do that?
You didn't understand my point. Some Catholics. Everybody's not committed. I gave you an example.
So you have to be committed to the relationship.
Christ said you must be born again. He didn't mean physically. He means you better see in the spiritual realm. And the Bible clearly says, believe not only on that you see, but that you cannot see. That's worse.
If Jesus wanted you to be born again in the spirit realm, and I believe that interpretation. However, let me ask you this.
You're not going to find peace. This world is not peaceful. Can't you see that?
Certainly, but I believe that people's beliefs in demons propagates that problem.
Hey, thanks, Anne, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. And I think you can find peace. You have to find it inside yourself. Even if there is a world in turmoil around you, you can still be peaceful within. 855-453. And maybe if you are peaceful within, in that case, you can then exude that peace into the world and have some sort of a positive effect.
Before you're taken out by the demons.
855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can share your thoughts in Hour 3, which is next.
Online Bitcoin Poker at SealsWithClubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at SealsWithClubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at SealsWithClubs.eu. No seals are harmed in the making of this advertisement.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.